A patchwork of COVID-19 related regulations applies to museums around the world. In New York and Rome, museums are open, but they're closed in Paris, London, and Amsterdam. This week, the Netherlands Prime Minister announced the country's lockdown will be extended until March 15th, keeping museums there closed and forcing them to find new ways to survive without visitors. Special correspondent Megan Thompson reports.
Corona times in Amsterdam. The city's miles of canals are still beautiful, but quiet. Popular squares like the normally bustling Rembrandtplein, deserted. And the city's museums, more than 140 in all, closed because of COVID, including the world-famous Van Gogh Museum. In 2019, there were 2.1 million visitors, 85% coming from abroad to see masterworks like sunflowers. Today, that gallery is empty, as are all the other galleries filled with priceless pieces by Van Gogh.
We're here in the middle of the day, and to see it so quiet, it's a real shock. It's kind of an introduction, and it's all about his self-portraits, as you can see.
Emily Gordon Kerr had been the Van Gogh Museum's new general director for just 6 weeks when COVID hit.
Normally, we would have generated about 4.1 million a month in ticket sales, and that went to nothing. So we really had to move fast. So we canceled building projects. We looked at our exhibition program. We looked at ongoing temporary contracts that we had with personnel and really cut it down to an absolute minimum.
Three separate government-mandated lockdowns forced museums in the Netherlands to close for a total of 110 days last year and for all of this year so far. Dutch museums were allowed to open briefly last June with strict social distancing rules in place. It's one thing for a museum like the Van Gogh to enforce safe distances in its large galleries. It's a trickier problem for another one of Amsterdam's most famous museums, the Anne Frank House.
The house and the hiding place was right up here.
NewsHour toured the museum with executive director Ronald Leopold. This is where 13-year-old Anne, her family, and four others, all Jewish, hid from the Nazis during World War II. The house is a maze of narrow staircases and small rooms.
So this is Anne's room. This is where she was in hiding.
The room where Anne slept is less than 7 feet wide.
There was a small table right there where she sat and wrote in a diary. It's, as you can see, it's a small room.
That means even when they do reopen, as long as social distancing is in place, only about 25% of the people who normally visit will be allowed in. Many major Dutch museums are hanging on with a combination of cash reserves, endowments, and donations. The Dutch government has also stepped in with millions in subsidies to help cover lost revenue and salaries.
Same here.
Still, there have been layoffs.
I'm very happy about the way the government is supporting us in these times. It's just not enough. So we had to lay off about 20% of our staff. We don't know when social distancing will end. We don't know if and how international travel will pick up. COVID to us is a financial disaster.
In a survey among the 450 or so members of the Dutch Museum Association, 30% of the participants said they might not last another year. Three have already closed permanently, including two small museums on Amsterdam's historic Herengracht Canal.
The building is from 1675. So this is a twin building, and we had this building. Yeah.
For 5 years, the Dutch Costume Museum was a labor of love for Jolanda Vandenberg. She poured thousands of dollars into renovating and decorating the 17th century canal house and was looking at 2020 being a banner year. Then COVID hit.
This was the room of Volendam. We had every region with traditional costumes. We gave every region their own room. This was Zeeland.
As the owner of a private museum with a volunteer staff, she did not qualify for government assistance.
It's very empty now.
In July, on the verge of bankruptcy, she realized she couldn't make it.
This is the first time I cry about it. But it's good. It's over because nobody stops COVID, so.
Part of coping with COVID has meant Dutch museums thinking of new ways to stay relevant by offering mostly free virtual tours. Even though museums in the Netherlands are closed right now, you can visit a lot of them online. One of them is the Rijksmuseum, the National Museum of the Netherlands. I'm here in a big, grand hallway full of Dutch art. All around me, I have a 360-degree view here of this hall. And many of the paintings have an option to click on them and learn more.
In the 17th century, Rembrandt van Rijn created a masterpiece packed with secrets. The Night Watch.
You can actually get a pretty good sense of the museum, a sense of the space, and also learn a huge amount about the contents in it. Another museum in Eindhoven, a city south of Amsterdam, is taking virtual tours one step farther.
This is a telepresence robot, and with this robot you can log in from anywhere in the world with your mobile device or with your laptop and steer the robot around in the museum.
I was curious to take the tour myself. First step, logging on from my home office in Minnesota with special software.
Hi!
Good morning.
The guide, Marlene Harches, can see me and I can see her.
Thank you so much for having me. This is amazing. I'm like basically right there with you.
I use controls on my computer to navigate my way around.
The building is very big, shall we go do a quick run through?
Okay.
Yes. So look at this painting. What do you see?
What do I see? I think I see a woman.
What makes you say it's a woman?
Maybe the hair, maybe the face?
Yeah. This is a famous work by Pablo Picasso. It works is called Femme en Verre.
When did Picasso paint this?
This is an artwork from 1909. So, we're going to go that way.
Harchesk says the robot was originally introduced in 2015 to help give people with disabilities virtual access to the museum's collection of contemporary art. But it's gotten more traction because of COVID.
This is pretty unique.
Yeah, it's still pretty unique. And we're still the only ones in Europe. And I got like phone calls every week.
Ask me questions on how does it work, what do you need, what does a museum need to use it.
I find it's quite a funny story and also a half.
The Van Abbe Museum charges about $16 for an individual robot tour and about $50 for a group tour with a guide. But it's more of a public service than a moneymaker. And while Harches is glad she's been able to continue giving tours with the robot, she's hoping the day the museum reopens and live visitors will come very soon.